This is reposted.
Hello, and welcome to Reposted. In the next few moments, we'll be breaking down a post that we have found to be inspiring, interesting, or otherwise entertaining. Quotes that catch our eye and we feel are worth a deeper look. Thank you for stopping by. There's been podcasts popping up everywhere, and everyone tunes into podcasts because they love audio. And so I thought today we would do a visual representation. I found this picture, and basically the quote today is, "Be kind to yourself and others." The picture is a guy laying down on a cliff. He's got a boulder on his back. He's trying to pull this woman to safety, but there's a snake in the way. He doesn't know she's in danger. She doesn't know he's crushed. So basically, we just need to be kind to each other and realize it's not about you.
Really? Yes. Just in the sport of kindness, you know what I think? It's actually harder to be kindness during the pandemic, just for the simple reason you can't smile. Like, you're wearing a mask. I've caught myself a couple of times trying to smile at someone just to be nice. And I'm like, oh, wait a minute. They can't see that.
Yeah, but they can see it in your eyes.
Oh, but I mean, well, someone you don't know, right? You're walking past someone. I would normally kind of just give a smile. Yeah. I don't know if they could read my eyes good as my like wife can.
Yeah, I was racking my brain. I found this yesterday, and I've been thinking about, like, what's a personal example of this I can think of? I think most of the time you don't know what's happening on the other end. But right, you were 1 minute late to this call, and it made me realize our relationship is this. You have so many factors in your life that I don't know what's there. And I even remind myself, it's like, hey, it's not about you, Andrew. He's doing something. He's got you. It's just like that. There's so many examples. People, just calm down.
You know, I saw this and I almost wore my Santa hat, because this story picture that you gave us is truly about Ebenezer Scrooge. Like, we learn from his story, from past, present, and future, why he's a grumpy guy. He had a bad childhood, and he finds this lust for money, and the three spirits sort of show us why he's grumpy. And it kind of connected today with today's example of, like, there's a reason someone's grumpy.
Have you ever been able to figure out a good way to be able to ask someone why they're grumpy? I manifest to people as being default angry, and my, like, this, the way I look to people is just like angry. So sometimes if I'm like, hey man, what's going on? Sometimes I can come across as disingenuous. Like, how do you see other people's side without them telling you?
That's a great question. I mean, you could definitely tell when someone's grumpy, right? They kind of, the vibe they throw off, for sure, right?
Yeah. I mean, I guess you can, but I guess it depends on how your relationship is with the person, whether it's a stranger, whether it's your spouse or someone you know.
I love this example. You're definitely going to get a bingo square. Like with the waitress who's, you know, kind of grumpy. Like, do you turn to the waitress and say, hey, is everything okay today? Is that patronizing if you say that?
Yeah. I mean, I default think that anytime I do that, it's patronizing, but it's probably not. I mean, I guess this also depends on who you are, because I know people that could genuinely say that and come across as warm and melt people's exterior. I just don't think I can do that.
I feel like, you know, there's those people in life that you'll be like at a checkout store, and you kind of got a grumpy face, you're sweating, and someone will go like, hey, are you okay? I personally would never be that person. Like, I would never check on a random stranger to see if they're okay anywhere.
Yeah. I try to sometimes just like randomly compliment strangers. And when I'm with Nicole, she doesn't like it. She's like, stop it. They don't want to talk to you. I'm like, hey, those are some really cool shoes you got there. And even just saying that right now, I heard myself not sound sincere, but I try to mean it that way.
You know, I think that's a great example, is that I think kindness, we often think we have to do like large things, but kindness can truly just be saying like, hey man, I like your shoes, or I like your jacket. Yeah. Like, that is a tiny example, and I think could actually go a long way.
I know it means a lot to me when someone says something random like that. So I try to think about paying the compliment forward to other people if it's like genuine. And then I guess also looking at yourself, like on the other end of it, like use communication to tell people that you're going through something. Like the guy in this picture could say, hey, there's a boulder on my back. Can you do a little bit more? And she could say, hey, there's a snake there. So, I mean, it goes both ways.
Being a little reasonable there, Andrew, being a little reasonable. You know, I'm always nice to the checker at like a grocery store. I try to like smile or not be smile anymore, but because we're wearing a mask, but because I've had that job, it sucks. Like 8 hours of ringing groceries. I worked at TJ Maxx, checking out clothes. You know what? That's a grind, man. And if you get somebody in there kind of, hey, says a joke, how's it going? What's your name? I really feel like those little tiny instances make a difference.
I like that. You worked at Disneyland. You worked at TJ Maxx.
Yeah.
Little nuggets just keep coming out. We're finding out so much.
This is the last thing I would like to say about karma, about kindness. I think karma rules. Like karma comes through. Like if you're a kind person, I think kind things come back to you. I really believe that. If you're a kind person, you get kind friends because you're attracted to those type of people. I don't think you should do kindness to get karma, but right. I think if you're truly kind in your heart, it comes back to you.
Yeah, because you set yourself up to have a positive interaction with someone. Like
yep.
You're not always going to have positive interactions with people, but you're more likely to.
Yep. So
if you want to give Larry a compliment, please reach out. You can find us at Reposted Podcast on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. I'm Andrew Keller for the Cobra Kai saying, thanks for stopping by.